Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chairman. Since my delegation is taking the floor for the first time in this second session of the GGE, we would like to thank you, Mr. Chairman, and your team, as well as the Secretariat, for the work done to prepare the meeting. Panama aligns with the statement made by Venezuela on behalf of the non-aligned movement and other state parties to the convention, and that presented by Argentina on behalf of a group of 11 countries. We warmly thank all states who have presented proposals. This has fostered a substantive, enriched discussion. In particular, we thank those delegations that have made comments and suggestions of a tangible nature on the Protocol 6 proposal. We have listened carefully to the comments made yesterday by various delegations and this morning, and a current theme has been the need for any measure adopted in the GGE to follow the objectives of the convention. However, certain states also emphasize that one should consider the benefits of lethal autonomous weapons systems, and this forum is not yet ready, it is said, to produce a legally binding agreement. My delegation takes the opportunity to address those considerations. We fully agree with what Cuba said and certain other states, namely that the forum should not turn into an arms promotion forum. The convention and its preamble are clear on the objectives. Protection of the civilian population and the environment from the effects of hostilities, and control of the methods of war. The choice is not unlimited. The end to the arms race and every possible effort to contribute to achieving progress towards general full disarmament under international strict effective control, as well as codification of progressive development of the standards of international law applicable to armed conflict. Moreover, it is difficult to believe that autonomous weapons systems could be less dangerous than undiscovered fragments, mines, booby traps, incendiary weapons, blinding laser weapons, or other categories. And yet, the CCW managed to negotiate and adopt by consensus 5 protocols with prohibitions or regulation of those categories. I should point out that all of the high contracting parties to the CCW are not high contracting parties to all 5 protocols. This all shows that this forum is able to negotiate, develop, and adopt by consensus a legally binding instrument on autonomous weapons systems. The states will always have the prerogative to decide whether or not to ratify the final outcome. Within the GGE, non-binding measures have been adopted already from my delegation, and I'll use a term. It would be not very realistic, this was said a lot yesterday, to move from voluntary to binding measures, moving from the guiding principles to a code of conduct or a compilation of good practice. My delegation, together with other states, thus considers that the only response to address the technical, legal, humanitarian, ethical, and international security concerns arising from laws is through negotiating, developing, and developing a legally binding instrument. And my delegation, together with other states, believes this should be a Protocol 6. Thank you very much.